I'm Dave Maswick.
I'm Joel Brown.
This is your home for local music.
For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
Did you always know our story was gonna end this way? That the things we love keep tearing us apart. And it's raining down in Texas. There's a storm in New Orleans. And there ain't no sunshine left in Tennessee. You flashed that Mona Lisa smile. That was all it took. We were Romeo and Juliet for life. Now it's raining down in Texas. There's a storm in New Orleans. And there ain't no sunshine left in Tennessee. It's a childish thing, and I should know better. But the love inside my head don't match the love inside your heart. And it's still raining down in Texas. There's a flood in New Orleans, and there ain't no sunshine left in Tennessee. It's a childish thing, and I should know better. But the love inside my head don't match the love inside your heart. And it's still raining down in Texas. There's a flood in New Orleans, and there ain't no sunshine left in Tennessee. And there ain't no sunshine left in Tennessee.
All right, so we're live at EXT. I've got Joel Brown and Dave Maswick here, and they just played a beautiful song called Raining in Texas. First, which one of you wrote that song?
I wrote that song, Dave. Yeah, I wanted to write a song that Emmylou Harris might sing. I worked at it from that angle, and it wasn't until much, much later, a few months after I'd written the song, did they have the big hurricane in Houston. The lyrics to the song all of a sudden took on a completely different meaning than I had planned. Life imitating art, yeah.
And this is coming, a song coming from your guys' brand new album.
That's right. Brand new, so brand new, it was just delivered to the porch today.
It's called Skyline Drive.
You know, it's interesting about the title, Skyline Drive. We started working on this project quite a long time ago, and it had a nice feel. You know, we wrote a lot of songs together, and it was sort of up and happy. And we found a point where I think it was right around when we added the pedal steel, wasn't it, Dave? The pedal steel guitar player.
That kind of focused it.
That sort of took it in a direction that we hadn't intended to go. It was a much darker sort of country sound.
That the pedal steel added?
Yes.
Well, just to the overall mood, when we first began working on this, it was our intention to record duo performances, much in the way we sound when we play gigs. You know, we actually did it. We did them all. But then it started to take on a different tone because we kept saying, like everybody says, you know, well, you know what sound really good here? You know what sound really good there?
You added more things
and
in.
We added more things.
Yeah, it actually took a lot of restraint on our part to make it as sparse as it is. But it is pretty sparse, and it has a really sort of lonesome sound, which we like.
I think that's a very good word to describe it, lonesome. We have two featured players on it as well. Randy Rollman, the great pedal steel player, formerly of the Stony Creek Band, I might add. Of course, the ubiquitous Brian Melick playing percussion.
Oh, yeah.
And so between the four of us, we kind of generated this lonesomeness.
Now, throughout this record, are you both still playing acoustic guitars, or do you sort of jump into an electric ever? Or?
No electrics.
Yeah, there's not an electric guitar on the record, I don't think.
No, there are principally two acoustic guitars, two voices, a little bass here and there, percussion here and there, and the pedal steel, of course. We sing together on everything.
Yeah. I play a tiny bit of lap steel guitar on this record, which was fun. I guess that's an electric guitar. And then an old friend of mine who I play with and tour with and record with, Peter Madcat Ruth, the harmonica player, actually shows up on one track, although he shows up more as a percussion player on the harmonica than a harmonica player. You'll see what I mean. One of the interesting things about the direction that this went in was that we were trying to come up with a good title for the record. We were thinking how Dylan sort of went from being Bob Dylan the folk singer to Bob Dylan the country star when Nashville Skyline came out. And so we started talking about, well, maybe we could call it Ballston Spa Skyline. You know, we recorded it in Ballston Spa, or, you know, we're just sort of joking around. And then this term Skyline Drive came up, and we said, well, gee, that's far enough away from, you know, we're not copying Bob Dylan's title, but yet there's a little nod to it, a little reference to it.
It's a tribute.
The Skyline Drive thing sounds kind of lonesome as well.
Yeah, well, and you've just handed me my very first look at the cover, and that's kind of lonesome looking too. It's a beautiful photo that you guys have on there.
Yes, Dave Scheffel from Saratoga took that picture, and very nice job.
Very nice, indeed. We're live at EXT. Dave Maswick, Joel Brown are here. Their new album is called Skyline Drive. How did the two of you guys actually meet and decide that the intermingling of your lovely voices and the guitar playing would be a really cool sound that you should do?
Boy, oh boy, that's a good question. You know, we have a mutual friend named Gordon Thompson. Hi, Gordon. Gordon works with me at Skidmore. Maybe he would say, well, I work with him. But anyway, a long, 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 long time ago, we were trying to figure out how to honor Gordon for his 50th birthday. And he's a drummer. So we put this little garage band together, Dave, me, a fellow named John Anzalone, and Gordon. And that's when we first started actually playing together. And it was just fun. You know, we'd get together and have some beer, wine, whatever, and just play some old 60s tunes. But we realized that we really do sing well together. There's one other person in my life that I feel like I sing as well with as Dave, and that's my sister. And we share DNA, so, but we really do sing well together.
We first discovered that a while after the GarageBand thing that we did, when Joel wanted to make a solo album, and he asked me if I would produce it. And in the process of making that record, we discovered a lot of musical things about each other.
I also like the way you guys play guitar together. There's still, I mean, you're sort of putting stuff into spaces that each other are leaving, but leaving spaces as well. And it's just amazing. It's just wonderful to listen to.
So. Thanks for noticing that. Yeah. That's a very nice compliment.
Well, I always find it's the space that's left that sort of leaves the room for you to really feel the music. Mm-hmm. And you guys leave some nice spaces, so
thanks.
We're with Joel Brown, Dave Maswick. Again, their new record is called Skyline Drive. Let's have you guys play a couple more songs from it. Have you guys play this one? You said that for this performance, it's not on the record. You add a little quote in from another song. You want to mention that at all?
Yeah, this song is called Some Things Never Change, and it was a song that I wrote with Steve Candlin. And it's about the fact that history repeats itself and repeats itself and repeats itself, sometimes in the most unfortunate ways. This song is about that, and as we were rehearsing and arranging it for both the recording and the live performance, we realized that there was some overlap, especially given what is going on in the world today, school shootings in particular, that it might be nice to revisit another song that approaches that problem from a different angle.
Right. And we're going to leave that song unnamed so that folks can hear it as it just appears inside this song. We're live at EXT, Local 518, Joel Brown, Dave Maswick.
many have to scream to be heard? How loud does it have to be until they hear us? How long is it gonna take before we learn? How many hearts must break to find justice? How much does it cost to be free? Where in the world are the answers to these questions? What in the world will it take for us to see? It seems no matter how hard we try, nothing will spare us these tears in our eyes. With our hands on our heads and our hearts to the sky, some things never change. Some things never change. How long is it gonna take before we matter? Is it gonna take to be heard? How long will it be until our prayers are answered? How low must we bend to watch our bridges burn? It seems no matter how hard we try, nothing will spare us these tears in our eyes. With our hands on our heads and our hearts to the sky, some things never change. Some things never change.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I'm Dave Maswick.
I'm Joel Brown.
This is your home for local music.
For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
In December's last light, you came into our sight. A part of her, a part of him, breathing out and breathing in. Life begins, Madeline. Madeline, make yourself at found the place where you belong. Safe and warm in your space, connecting voices to a face. Home again, Madeline. And all the time you spent alone, floating in your twilight, to be reality, and all the things that you might be. Life begins, Madeline. Begins, Madeline. Madeline, it's time to close your eyes. Listen to winter's lullaby. The stars are shining in the night, reaching out to hold you tight and tuck you in, Madeline. Space, connecting voices to a face. The stars are shining in the night, reaching out to hold you tight and tuck you in, Madeline. Life begins, Madeline.
We're live at EXT, Local 518, Joel Brown and Dave Maswick. Oh, that's a beautiful song, Madeline.
Thanks, Chris.
Joel, you wrote that.
I wrote that for my second granddaughter. When our first granddaughter was coming along, I wrote another tune from the record, from our new record called Little One. It's sort of a happy, jumpy little number. When our daughter announced that she was expecting, she said, "Now, Dad, you're going to get a granddaughter. We expect a song." So I went back to the drawing board and wrote Madeline. Everybody seems very happy with their songs. Now, Dave made the joke, "Is you better hope they don't have any more kids. You're going to have to keep writing songs. Where, you know, you got to get some new material."
Yeah, look elsewhere for inspiration.
Yeah, what do you do? You're going to have to try again.
There you go. Good question. We'll see. Hopefully I will.
That's good stuff. When you're putting this record together, Skyline Drive, the new record, how did you decide which songs, because you both write songs, that you were going to do? I mean, you mentioned that these two songs for your two granddaughters are on here. Do you guys sort of each have sort of like the same number of songs? Or?
That's a very interesting question, because when we started out the record, when we started out recording the record, it was, as I said earlier, a duo piece. We did songs that represent us well as a duo, but it had no overarching context. When we decided that we were going to follow this lonesome, darker path, some of those songs went. they didn't fit the overall concept in tone or tenor, for that matter.
In terms of the writing on the record, the credits aren't there because they're on our website. Many of those songs Dave and I co-wrote, and then you can sort of see the obvious ones that are his or mine. You know, the granddaughter ones are mine, like Raining in Texas is Dave's, and et cetera. So it's a nice combination of solo writing as well as collaborative writing.
And when you guys write together, do you sit in the room together writing, or does one of you bring part of an idea, or both, or...
Both.
Yeah. Most of the time, there's an idea that's started by one of us. A tune that we're going to play later in this session called One and One is a great example of that, where Dave came in the house singing this, and I said, One and One and One and One and One. Dave, what, are you lost your mind?
That was all I had. Just One and One and One.
This is a big hit coming out here.
But it got tailored, went through several iterations before it became what it is now.
When you're doing that process, do you sort of each come at it and say, well, what if we did this? What if we did that?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And until you find the, oh, and then how do you know? I would think it's easy to tell when you're writing a song individually, you feel, okay, this is it. And you put the pen down. When the two of you are working on a song together, how do you know when enough is enough?
What happens is that all things become negotiable in service of the song, in service of making the song better. This song would be better if these lines went here, or maybe it needs a second bridge, or, you know, structurally. Also adjusting the lyric, again, to focus the song.
I think another interesting point is, Chris, to go back to what you said about when you're writing the song, you know when it's right. I don't think that's always true. Sometimes you need to have somebody else hear it and say, what do you think about this line? Would it be better if I said this or this? Many times, its problems are solved that way as well, even if it's a solo song, solo writing.
Well, guys, thank you so much for sharing this new record with the world. We're so excited to hear all of these songs.
Our pleasure to be here.
Yes, thanks very much for having us.
Joel Brown, Dave Maswick, thank you, guys. The album is called Skyline Drive. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
And here we go with that song, One and One.
I'm Joel Brown.
And I'm Dave Maswick. And this is 97.7 EXT.
Support the music at exit97.7.org.